This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You have a new text message.
How do you handle a family secret you just discovered? Do you tell people involved or you just keep it to yourself? Well, this mixer reached out with a really, really heartbreaking and serious question here. It says, my dad is cheating on my mom and had another baby who was a few months old. So I want to know how to tell my mom without devastating her, since she already has cancer and went through a lot.
Mom doesn't know this.
So I need help.
I didn't realize mom didn't know this.
I mean,
how do we deal with this at the
heavy
holiday?
Yeah. And you are right to slow down and carefully think about how to proceed with this. And there's no perfect way to do this. It's really just what's the least harmful. But you know what? I'm going to message this person back here, this mixer.
This happened.
Did they confront their dad? And why does it need to fall on you to tell mom? Sending that back
right
now.
That's very true. Why is it you to kind of say, look, here's what happened. This is probably more than a year ago or almost a year ago.
Well, clearly, if the baby's a couple months old.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
A year ago that this happened, did you find out then that dad cheated? Or did you just find out now and dad said, yeah, I did this. And then guess what? You're a half sibling now. You know, I didn't realize that until as we think about this. How do you say
what
anything?
A mess. 414-432-1099. Let's go to the phones here. Okay. Hi, The Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Stacy the Philosopher. How you doing?
Yay!
Hey, Stacy the Philosopher.
So great to hear from you, Stacy. Oh my gosh.
Thanks for reaching out. Yeah, we were just listening, doing dishes, and we were like, we got to call and say hi.
This is a pretty serious question that we have from this mixer, too, that dad is cheating on the mom who's going through cancer. Oh,
yeah, that's not just family drama. That's family tragedy.
Yes, it really, really is. And I reached out to the mixer hoping to get a response of did they confront their dad and why does it need to fall on this person to have to tell their mom the dad's secret here? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I heard you say in there what they sent to you was, I want to know how to tell my mom without devastating her.
Yeah.
And I think the problem right there is that's an impossible equation. And the daughter doesn't know. She's not doing the devastation. He did that. That has already happened. She's just the messenger. So that's not possible. The mom is going
to
feel it.
You're right.
Mom probably should have known about this when it happened.
Hey, we got a response back. We got a response back here. It says, yes, I did confront him. But he is begging me not to tell her, but I can't keep a secret like this from my mom.
Sure. And of course, he's begging her not to tell him. That's what liars do. Yes.
Right. They want to keep lying. They want to keep the lying going.
Right.
And how long is that going to happen? Come on now. Oh, we just had a baby.
A baby's already here.
Oh, here's this 8-year-old now. Oh, okay. Well, no, don't. It's nobody's related to me. Come on. How long is that going to be able to go on? Well, that's ridiculous.
And here's a thought. Here's a thought, too. Before telling your mom, and this really is about timing. It's about having strategy and timing. Perhaps this is something that they need to reach out to, you know, tell the mom's doctor in privately or a social worker or the oncology support team or a trusted family member who knows her emotional limits. If this woman has cancer and we don't know what stage the cancer is in, medical teams deal with situations like this all the time, more than probably a lot of people realize. And maybe they can decide, look, she might not be emotionally stable to handle this right now. How do you frame the conversation? I mean, I think this is really something that this mixer needs support through this.
Yeah, that is so smart. I've not been in that position, so I forget medical team. You're absolutely right. She could skip family and emotion and go straight to them and say, here's the situation and here's how.
And get some support.
Better.
And get some support.
she needs someone that isn't going to shut her up and isn't going to blame her and isn't going to be devastated by her.
Yeah.
And everything.
Oh, my
She's
gosh.
Now just been made an accessory to a crime. That's not a crime.
Oh, that is very true.
Oh, Stacey, yes.
Well, I wonder what...
This is really valuable what you're bringing up. And different ways to frame it and look at it, though. Because doesn't your heart just go out to this person? My gosh, they're dealing with, they're dealing with cancer in their family, for one. And then to find out that dad has gone and done this. Like, what a...
Yeah,
you know what this guy is.
And it's statistically the norm, just so you know. When wives get sick, this is statistically much higher than being cared for.
And when women get pregnant, that's the other stat that's out there, too. That, you know, guys aren't getting something that they need, and so they go somewhere else to get it, which is really, really sad.
I think it's pretty interesting that dad is leaning on this mixer and saying, keep a secret with me, keep a secret with me. And like you said, Philosopher Stacey, that's exactly what you are now. You're an accomplice. So you have to get that. I think you have to tell mom regardless.
Well, and
otherwise, mom's going to say, you knew about this and you waited this long to tell me.
Well, and
I thought we were close.
And this person needs to have support, too, because holding your mother's illness, being a caretaker, and then your father's betrayal at the same time, that is too much for one person to take on. So reaching
out. And as a child.
Oh, my gosh.
She is a child in that.
Yeah.
And doesn't the mom, don't we all just deserve to know the reality we're living in? The real one. Not where everybody else can look around at us underneath the talk.
Oh, wow.
She does.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And loving someone doesn't always mean telling them everything immediately. Sometimes it means protecting their strength until they can carry the truth. Philosopher Stacey, we love when you call into the show. We've got more calls here coming in that we're going to get to. Thank you so much. Hey, happy holidays to you and the fam. We're going to get to some of these other calls. Thank you. Coming up here in just a moment. And I love how everyone's wrapping their arms around this mixer, going through so much right now and trying to help them out here with Text Roulette.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.